Thank you for being here this morning as we celebrate the life of Lucy Miller. We're thankful that God granted her 92 years of life. And so we have a lot to remember today and think about. But of course, amid our celebration, and as we look and memorialize her life, we also are gathered to say our final farewell to our mother, our grandmother, sister, our aunt, cousin, our friend. And saying goodbye to loved ones is never an easy thing to do. And the finality of this type of goodbye is the hardest of all. And the pain of loss through death is very real. And so tears are appropriate at farewells. But while they are appropriate, we also need to remember and have hope and understand and know that this pain that we feel is not lead us to despair and hopelessness, because we are a people of faith and we know that death is not the final end. And amid our grief, we recognize that her pilgrimage on this earth is now over. Lucy has begun a new life in a far better place, a place where she's no longer hindered by her physical limitations, and the dysfunction of our bodies does not exist. And so we need to take strength from that fact to free us to express both tears and joy as we remember her in this special service. The Lord is also here to provide comfort and strength. And so let us recognize God's presence through a prayer of invocation. Lord of life, author of hope, victor over death, be present with us in these moments of memorial and grant to us the real experience of your living presence. In your infinite and unconditional love, be pleased to look down on our grieving souls and enable us to hear your holy word, that through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we may again find hope. Impart to our minds an understanding of life after death, to our hearts an assurance of that which we are invited to possess in Jesus Christ, and to our lives the courage to persevere in faithful living. By the power of Jesus Christ, who himself rose from the grave, comfort us and challenge us with the words of eternal life. Consider
when Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow
moments to share our memories of Lucy's life, and I want to begin with the eulogy that's written in your announcements. Lucille M. Lucy Miller, 92, of Blanchard, passed away at her home on Friday, December 10th, 2021. Born on August 17th, 1929, in Howard, she was the daughter of the late Dallas M. and Ione E. Heverly Klein. On October 22nd, 1949, in Farransville, Pennsylvania, she married Dwayne A. Buck Miller. Buck passed away on November 1st, 1983. Lucy was a 1948 graduate of Lock Haven High School. She worked at Woolrich Woolen Mills in Blanchard as a laborer, R.K. Griffin in Lock Haven, which is a furniture manufacturer, as a sander, H.R.B. Singer in State College as a laborer, Piper Aircraft in Lock Haven as an assembler, and Liberty Dell Daycare as a caregiver. She was a life member of the Liberty Baptist Church in Blanchard, where she served as a Sunday school teacher for over 25 years. Lucy enjoyed watching sports, especially the Blanchard Bees baseball team, high school wrestling, and any other sporting events her grandchildren were playing. She liked attending yard sales, shopping, Grange Fair, and family reunions. And she loved spending time with her family, especially around the holidays. She was a member of the Senior Cheer, the Beach Creek American Legion Ladies Auxiliary, and the Ladies Missionary Group at her church. In her younger years, she was quite good on roller skates and loved to swear dance. Lucy is survived by her three daughters, Judy L. Reed of Blanchard, Rhonda J. Kleinfelter and her husband Michael of Center Hall, and Tammy K. Van Horn of Howard. One brother, Donald E. Klein and his wife Dorothy of Mill Hall, and one sister, Martha J. Kitchen of Blanchard. She is also survived by seven grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and four great-great-grandchildren. Along with her parents and husband, Lucy was preceded in death by two brothers, Samuel E. Klein and Sherman M. Klein, and one sister, Helen L. Phillips. I want to give you a moment, a time to share some of your stories, and I know that Tammy has written something that she'd like for me to read, so... Sure you don't want to? Okay. All right, this is written by Tammy. To our mother, grandmother, sister, aunt, and friend, you have touched our lives in so many ways all your life with your loving ways, generosity, and reaching out to others in need. You have no idea how much you will be missed. Every conversation most likely will have your name mentioned, like remember when Mom said or did this, or remember when Mom would make our favorite foods. Her grandchildren, great and great and great-great, were also her pride and joy. She loved little children especially. And I'm thinking that's why Mom got the job at Liberty Dell Daycare many years ago, taking care of infants and toddlers. Many children who had her in daycare to this day remember Mom and how much they loved her. Mom will also be remembered for sending cards to people for their birthday, anniversary, or sympathy cards. She loved to send cards. Judy or I would take her to the dollar stores to purchase these cards for her, or if she couldn't get out, we would get them for her. If you were sent a card by her, she definitely liked or loved you. The things I will always remember is her selfless ways in which she cared for her family, always putting her needs before her own. We were also very fortunate that even at the age of 92, she still had a good memory about things, especially things from back in the old days that you could ask her about. I was thinking last night about something and said to my son, I'll have to ask Mom about that. And realized with tears in my eyes that I can't ask her about that anymore. Mom loved to go shopping. I remember many years ago when I was probably about 10 years, Mom and I were and her shopping companion at the time, Dodie Miller, went Black Friday shopping. We started out early in the morning and we didn't get home till late at night. And talk about loving to shop. I never went with them Black Friday shopping ever again. To this day, I don't ever shop like my mom did. In later years, Mom liked to shop the dollar stores and secondhand stores like Centerpiece and Goodwill and others. Judy and Mom liked to travel over to Milham occasionally to shop at Weaver's store and Burkholder's Market. Rhonda would come and take Mom to Walmart, Kohl's, and other stores from State College. Mom never liked to let the grass grow under her feet. If she was able to go, she wanted to go somewhere. She got bored sitting at home all the time. She loved to go places in the summer, baseball games, sporting events that her grandchildren were involved in. She especially loved Grange Fair, Orbison Festival, Senior Cheer, Beach Creek, family reunions, and holiday gatherings. She loved her daughters, her grandchildren, sister and brother, nieces and nephews, and her many friends and acquaintances. She especially missed very much her sister Helen, which they always traveled together to many places and talked on the phone several times a day, and also her beloved niece Kathy, whom Kathy always called Mom once or twice a day to check on Mom, and always visited Mom. Many thanks to all that called her to check up on her or just to talk to her over the years, especially her sister Martha, her brother Butch, sister-in-law Dorothy, sister-in-law Mary, nieces Brenda Fornwalt, Marsha Walker, Kaylin Nero, Jamie Shade, Denise Clymer, Melissa Pearson, Marion Brush, Connie Miller, nephews Rod Klein, Wes Klein, Terry Phillips, Brian Phillips, and cousins June Nevins and Betty Allen, and also her many friends and church family. If I've missed any names, I apologize for this. In closing, if you were part of her life in any way, you were indeed blessed to have been related to her, have known her, worked with her, or were friends with her. Please remember to let your loved ones know each and every day how much you love them. You never know when they may not be here the next day. Beautiful. Are there others that would like to share a thought or reflection about Lucy? Oh, sorry.
Thank you. I'm sadly to say that I only knew Lucy a short period of time, but she was a sweet, dear, loving person. And through our senior cheers club, Lucy always sat on my right, and she was always encouraging and always had that smile. But I'd like to share an event we just had in November. our cheer club have our luncheon, and we went around the room and we asked each and every one just one thing that you were thankful for. And so everyone took their turn, and Lucy was last. And so Lucy was sitting there, and I said, "Well, Lucy, what are you thankful for?" And she said, I'm so thankful I have a child." And I said, "Lucy, could you tell us a little more about that?" She said, "68 years ago, I had a child." And she said, "I'm so happy that I had him." And she went on and talked about it. But, you know, she always had the smile. And we really, like I say, we really, just a short period of time, we really got to know one another well. By the way, anyone that's 55 and older can join our senior cheers club. Or they have to get the advertisement here. But when you said Lucy sending birthday cards, I got one. So I'm really proud. Thank you.
Man, thank you, brother. Evidently, my eyesight isn't as good as it should be. I missed Larry's. So anybody else that I'm missing? Lucy was member number 243 of the Liberty Baptist Church. Liberty was founded in 1871. We just celebrated 150 years, so think about that, 243. She was baptized with 12 other people, including some other powerhouses within our church family, folks like Dean Confort and Ray Dietz, and her brother Sherman, on April the 6th, 1947. She impacted all those around her in a very positive way, showing the light of her faith in Jesus Christ. And her caring spirit shined through her family and her community, and so bright during the time that God granted her here on earth that all of us were touched. And so may we follow in her footsteps on the path that she forged for each of you. Let us pray. God, our Father, we thank you for the gift of life and all that makes precious life precious and worth living. We thank you for choosing to place us in family units where ties of blood and cords of love draw us together, especially now in our time of need. We thank you for father love. We thank you for the love that Lucy had for her friends and family. We thank you too for the great friends who have come to stand beside us and the family to strengthen our spirits and enlarge our vision. Because life in this community is precious to us, Lord, and today we are conscious that a loved one is no longer part of our community. Lucy's death has served to remind us how great a gift life really is. And so we are thankful, God, even in death. We realize our bodies aren't made to last forever. They grow weary and they wear out. And we thank you that in your design there is a provision that when our work is done on this earth, our day is spent, we can be released from these earthly forms, freed from the limitations and weaknesses of our bodies. Thank you, Lord, that Lucy has experienced this release. Father God, we pray your blessing upon the family and friends of Lucy Miller. May each of them be provided with the strength and comfort that they need to sustain them in this hour of sorrow. May we each look to you in faith and receive your gracious support and direction. Amen.
Still on the roses and the Lord.
The Bible tells us in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place that I'm going." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well, and from now on you do know him and have seen him." These verses make us realize that death comes with a permanency. It's final. When we leave this earth, we are in the presence of God. But we also know that death is not the final end. It's not we have hope of that everlasting life to be with Jesus Christ. If only we would accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as Lucy did. And if we have a hope of ever being with her again or seeing her, then we need to know who Jesus is. We need to accept him and live our life in a way that is pleasing to him. The news that Lucy had passed away came to me through a text message on my phone. And once that brief but significant text message was read, and I was sitting in the house thinking, a couple of odd thoughts passed through my mind, which those of you that know me, and as Lucy herself would tell me, that's not a strange thing. But one of them was that Lucy had died in her prime. And usually we imagine somebody's prime maybe as a period much earlier than their early 90s. But perhaps I think maybe this might be prejudice. We might have a misconstrued idea of what that is. Because whatever it was like for Lucy earlier in her life, I would say that her final years were part of her prime. She was happy. She was relatively healthy. And she was enjoying her life all the years that I've seen her. She exercised a positive influence, as Larry expressed, on the people around her. And that sounds to me like the prime of life. Another thought that passed through my mind probably mirrored the lyrics of a vintage pop song that I had heard. And that is that Lucy was somebody who lived until she died. She did not die in spirit and then continue on for decades after that, as some people appear to do. Instead, she was alive in spirit all the time that she was alive in her body. She lived until she died. And the claim of Christian faith is that she's still living, and that she continues to live. Lucy died in her prime, but she lived until she died. The deep truth of her life turns our everyday language inside out, forcing it to point to a truth that's bigger and bolder than what usually fills our conversations. And so what was her secret? If you see that smile that's on the screens up front, or you remember the look that she had, that she just looked like she had a secret, didn't she? just looked like she had something more in her mind that she wanted to let you know, but you were going to have to guess what it was because she wasn't going to tell you. Lucy was a person of faith, and her faith enabled her to look at life with understanding and humor. She could recognize people for who they were and still accept them. She trusted in one who had led her along the ups and downs of life's path, and she had ventured many valleys and many mountains. You know, there are some in this world, some religious people, whose style is so suffocating that they give goodness a bad name. But that certainly was not Lucy's style. From her little home in Blanchard, she would be in regular telephone contact with many people from this church and people in our community as well. And she did so much to raise people's spirits with those calls and with those cards and cheer their hearts. I know this because I heard about it. I hear about it in the Sunday morning services or later on during the week. And I also know this because I experienced it myself after my stroke. Lucy had a telephone ministry, and it made a difference for a lot of us. It's been said that a saint who is sad is a sad saint, but Lucy's basic temperament was anything but sad. She seems to have had a lot of fun. I often felt that she was chewing over the punchline of a joke she had just heard that should be apparent to everybody, but it wasn't. The joke that tickled her was a cosmic hour, I think, and that is that the crucified one has conquered death. Death is dead, and there's no reason to live in fear. She seems to have had a lot of fun. Whoever knew her well can probably picture times and places that she enjoyed. We saw some of those on the screen during the visitation. I think of her working with the ladies to roll bandages downstairs with our young kids who were here for our basketball and cheerleading program. I picture her sitting in the back pew, making sure that I knew that the music was either too loud or wasn't loud enough. I picture her riding in that little car with Helen. Wherever Helen would take her, she didn't care. Some of you here today may remember her serving as a Sunday school teacher. Some of you as a preschool worker. Some of you might have even been her students. Lucy died in her prime. Lucy lived until she died. She cheered people's hearts and she had a lot of fun. These characteristics are outward signs of an inward faith. For the same woman that listened to tapes of the Bible and gospel music repeatedly, always finding something more in that old, old story. She received her communion with reverence and delight like a little child, grateful for a gift. And in her home in Blanchard, she prayed for you and me and many others, alone there on many quiet evenings, but present with the Trinity and the whole communion of saints. Judy, Rhonda, Tammy, Lucy leaves her role as the matriarch of the family. That includes her grandchildren's grandchildren. But have no fear, because you ladies will fill in this role that she's left you in your own way, and it will be beautiful, and you will do it well. To all of us, the relatives, the friends, the fellow church members, Lucy left an invitation to rekindle our faith whenever it wavers or sputters or dies. For some, this may require only a minor course correction. But others of us may involve discovering that we do have a capacity for faith. You can believe in Jesus Christ. You can know the Lord that she knew. And that God will welcome you back into a relationship with Him. Whatever our situation, we can laugh again. Or perhaps for the first time over that joke that I think tickled Lucy. That cosmic hour about how crucified Jesus Christ has conquered and death is dead, and there's no reason to live in fear. We honor Lucy's memory best when we find that each new moment belongs to the prime of our life. When we find the strength needed to cheer the hearts of other people, and when we have lots of fun along the way. In doing this, we truly live until we die. And we will discover for ourselves when our time comes what I believe Lucy is experiencing now, that by God's gift, our death is but the door to a new and eternal life.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dream, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my
Lucille M. Lucy Miller, who we have loved to linger long to bring us comfort and consolation. May the death of this wife, mother, sister, grandmother, loved one, and friend draw each of us into a closer partnership with God, that the Lord might minister to us in our grief. And may the God of peace, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, grant us the knowledge and assurance of eternal life.
Thank you. No.